Felt great to be back out there. You know, the first day, the biggest thing is you just want to test out your lungs, test out your legs, make sure you're fresh, make sure you're in shape. And I mean, that's the biggest thing for me today, and I felt really good out there. So it's day one. You're not going to get any crazy proclamations or insight out there, but just to be back with the guys. I mean, that's the biggest thing you miss during the time off is being in the locker room, being on the field, messing around with the guys on the sideline. That's the most fun. I've had a lot of down days. I've had a lot of up days, and a lot of people helped get me through what I've been through. So I'm just so happy and fortunate to be back out on the field and playing the game I love.
All right, there was J.J. Watt on his return to the football field on day one of training camp.
You were talking, Paul, about how you're sick of hearing the same quotes over and over again. You know who gets really sick of that? J.J. Watt himself. Do you know how hard it is to get up there and give the same interview over and over again about what's it like coming back from this injury? For two straight years now, he's had to do this. And he has to sell it without, you know, making it sound like, I'm so sick of talking about this, because nobody wants a jaded athlete. But he did a good job in that also of pointing out that, hey, guys like Andre Hale or David Quesenberry have much bigger obstacles to deal with. And that is genuinely... That's genuinely, if there's like a selfish benefit to doing a lot of the work that JJ does, when you get out there and you're actually working with genuinely sick kids, it does make it a lot easier to handle your own orthopedic issues. I never like once, you feel guilty about feeling bad about an orthopedic injury that's keeping you from playing professional football versus like, oh, people have orthopedic injuries that keep them from plying their trade like as brick masons, you know, or there's people with terminal diseases, like those are real issues. So that's but he's had to get up there now for two straight years and give that same spiel about like, well, how hard Aiden Berman's gonna get up and ask the same questions, like, what's it mean to be back out here on the field? Well,
talk about
it means I'm back out here.
I can empathize a bit as someone who once complained about his hamstring injury on air only to be told by my producer that he had fought in Afghanistan and got blown up by something. So
that's right.
Really, JJ Watt and I are very similar.
Sorry about that. That was brilliant.
That was set up by that was well hilarious. Yeah. Yes, that was
my hamstring
very
still hurts.
You were whining
by
for about 4 minutes and
still
I was
hurts.
Like, and then
giant bruise. Giant bruise on the back of it.
Paul could not play flag football the other night.
I might have to retire.
It's
forever.
A legit injury, by the You've way. Got, yeah, I can for, verify it.
He's got a... It's not just like a strained hamstring. He's got bruising. Like, he's got discoloration on the back. You might have a genuine...
I might need an MRI.
You might have a tendon tear or something. Yeah, it might be torn up. If it's still bleeding,
the bruising seems to have stopped. It now just looks awkward. It looks like my leg is stained.
it actually
never a good sign.
You look
that's
like
the
you
way
got
it
a
looks.
Birthmark.
Yeah, that's the polite way of saying it.
I actually enjoyed listening to almost all the Watt audio yesterday. He talked about having a lot of dark days, but also good days. How people tell you that you're going to come out better on the other side, and it's hard to really believe them. But then it actually happens, and you realize they actually know what they're talking about. I found his quotes to be pretty good.
I want to hear the at some point. Is there going to be a book out about his and Kalia Ojai's joint journey?
That seems like a stretch of a book.
That pun was not intended, but that's a gold one. Because they both had ACL. Or, well, she had an ACL, and he had this issue, and they were rehabbing side by side. Then she's out there killing it. Now, if he can come out there and kill it, then they'll have the book out. Or at least a long-form article in SI.com or something.
Well, based on the fact that Keenum wrote a book, at some point we'll have a Watt
Keenum's
book.
Got a book?
Yeah, we're going to have him on at some point, which reminds me. I need to text McClain about that.
Is Keenum's book out now?
It will be out pretty shortly. Landry crushed the fact that Keenum wrote a book last week on In the Loop.
Why did he crush it?
Why did he crush it?
Because he's Landry?
Yeah. Why would Landry crush Case Keenum writing a book?
Case Keenum, as much as anybody might feel about Case Keenum, Case is a little bit like Tebow in that people think they're mad at Case when actually they're mad at his fans.
Yes.
Like, it's the acolytes. It's not Tebow himself. It's the Tebowites that bother you.
Yes.
Right. So
the Keenum truthers.
Right. So likewise, with Case Keenum, I want to read the book. I'm reading that Unbroken book about the Louis Samperini guy, the guy was out on the shipwreck shot down in the ocean forever. But I might have to stop reading about Lou Zamperini. I mean, what, that story's been told. Case Keenum. I just bought the Astro Ball too, and I got to get through that thing.
Did you buy online or did you actually buy the book?
I actually bought the Audible version of that one. I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
Okay.
I think I can knock that out over the course of 2 weeks, Audible. The Zamperini one I'm doing on my Kindle. I might actually buy the paper version of Keenum so I can get him to sign it or something.
I'm still reading my book on imperfectionism and a book about America as well. So
I'm
I got
still
two
reading
things.
My Texas history book, which I've been reading for a year.
Do you know what you should do?
300 pages in, though.
You should go up to the Texas State History Museum in Austin next time you're up there.
I almost did last time I went there, but then my girlfriend and I had issues, and we broke up 3 hours
because
later.
Because she hates Texas? Good. That's the story
I
would
tell. Yes, you can make that argument now. Yes.
She hates Texas.
She left.
She didn't want to see the Texas State History Museum, and that's the one. That's where I first really got Texas, because it was my first year here with the Texans, and my wife and I went up to Austin. We were childless at that point, and we're like, yeah, let's really take in the whole Texas experience. And I went to the Texas State History Museum, and there's a part in there where the narrator is talking about the Battle of San Jacinto. And
just got through that part of the book.
And the narrator says, like, without a hint of irony, just with just nothing but gushing nostalgia, "The battle was over in minutes, but the killing continued for hours." Like, oh, oh boy, wow.
A lot of massacring going on at Goliad, that's why, honestly, the war was won, was because at Goliad, Santa Anna massacred a bunch of surrendering troops. Had they not done that, there would have been no galvanization, essentially, by a lot of Texans to be angry and want to fight at San Jacinto, which is an interesting battle because Sam Houston essentially was retreating for weeks and weeks and weeks.
No, you're just showing off and stuff.
I just got through this part of the book.
So you
excited.
Had to get your newfound information.
Did you forget your fourth grade history that you learned already? Okay.
I feel like what Paul said was kind of advanced.
Yeah, I
enjoyed that.
Fine, I'll stop talking.
No, go ahead. Finish the story. I'm done now.
Okay. I'm done now.
It felt like you were just kind of showing off more than actually telling a story.
I literally just read this two days ago.
Yeah, I know. And you're showing it off.
I was excited. Gosh, I have a history.
You can be excited. I think the Texans have clearly handled this clowny thing better than these other teams have handled their 2014 draft picks.
Okay.
The Rams.
Handled it.
Yes.
Now explain what you mean by that, because on the surface of it all, it's just Clowney's still recovering from knee surgery and he's not practicing right now. And by the way, we're also negotiating a new contract. Are you suggesting
that
perhaps there's a soft holdout going on here
with Clowney?
Yeah.
Not right now, no. In the OTAs, maybe. But even so, that's
part
of the handling.
Why would it not be a soft holdout right now? That's what Taylor Lewan's doing.
Well, let me just make my point first. Hang on. Khalil Mack. There is a report that John Gruden has not spoken to Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
John Gruden, $100 million man, has not spoken with his best football player.
He's reached out to Khalil Mack reportedly.
Understood,
and
yes.
Khalil Mack hasn't gotten back to him.
I'm just talking about results here, not the process. And the result is the Raiders have some kind of fractured relationship at the moment, or at least very tenuous, with their best football player. The Texans don't seem right now, with everything that happened in the offseason, the Texans and Clowney seem like they're on the same page, relatively the same page. Gaines said that negotiations were amicable. It doesn't mean that a deal would get done. I just think that if you're a Texans fan with Clowney, you have far more peace of mind than if you're a Rams fan with Donald, or especially if you're a Raiders fan with Khalil Mack.
But
that's my
take. I suppose having them in camp is the big deal, because it's very, very rare in history that somebody's going to pull a retroactive holdout and walk away. Aaron Donald has a big trigger that really hurts him, too. Like, the Aaron Donald thing can really only go so far before that just turns into... I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I think Aaron Donald ends up reporting. I still like this notion that it's a soft holdout, that they're being extra cautious with Jadeveon Clowney because of his knee, but that it's also a little bit of like, listen, I'm not showing up. I'm not going to practice until we get this thing hemmed out, because why would I risk injury? I don't know if that's the deal or not. I kind of want it to be the deal, because it would suggest that the team and the player are cool with each other and they get it. They're not trying to be extra hardo about it, and they're just going to wink, wink and move along.
So you don't think Clowney's going to be out there on the field like with the defense until he signs a contract?
I think that might be the current situation.
Okay.